Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss P, and this is the Intune Show. Tonight on the show, we have Cherry Marie, who's going to be filling in for Lady Carrie O. Tonight is Throwback Saturday, so I just wanted to start the show off with one of my favorite throwbacks, and I know all you guys can relate to this, so let's start it up with a throwback. With Word Up. I know all you guys can relate to that song. Please don't tell me that I'm ancient by myself. You know, that's all I'm trying to say. So tonight on the Intune Show, as a guest host again, we have Cherry Marie, which is one of my babies, and I'm so glad and so privileged and so honored as usual to have her on the show with us tonight. Hey, Cherry Marie.
Hey, Miss P. How's everybody?
Everybody is doing great, Cherry. So tonight is Throwback Saturday. So basically we're going to be talking about all the songs, all the outfits, all the clothes, all the games, everything that we used to do when we were kids. So, Cherry, did you have a favorite game? Let's start with games. Did you have a favorite game that you used to like to play growing up?
My favorite game was life. Like, life was just it.
What was your favorite game? Candyland.
Yeah, I love Candyland. That's great.
And I even like Trouble. I don't know if you remember Trouble. When
yes,
you that
I remember Trouble. Yes, the green ram.
Exactly. Yes, I think you would go around that board 100 million times and not get tired of that game. I love that game. So what else? I mean, what other games were there out there? It was Monopoly. It was Win for Life. The Game of Life, rather.
Taboo.
Right.
What else?
Twister.
Twister, yes. Twister was it.
Did you really ever play Twister? I mean, was it just like a freaky game to you?
No, it was always just like, no. I never played it. We always would get like the thing laid out, but we would never play. Like, we would just do all these crazy positions. It was just never, I don't know. It was like no point. Anyways.
Right, exactly. You know, games could go on and on and on, but I think we all share the same favorite games because they didn't really have that many out. But when they came out with video games, what was your favorite video game, Miss Cherry Marie? Because I know mine was Mario Brothers.
Oh, my God. My favorite video game was Crash Bandicoot. What was it? It was something like that. I don't know. It was like the little man and, damn, what was the name of that game? Crash Bandicoot? Okay, anyways.
Somebody out there who knows what Ms. Cherry Marie is talking about and could give us a proper name, could give us a call in to let us know.
I do like Super Mario Brothers. That definitely.
And what about Ms. Pac-Man? Because that's still my all-time favorite game, no matter what.
Yeah, that's just classic right there.
Definitely. No one can mess with Ms. Pac-Man, okay? That's just a game. No game that they have invented today, I don't care about the graphics or whatever they implement into these games, Ms. Pac-Man is always number one to me, and that's just the bottom line. So what about dances? Remember they had all these crazy dances, Cherry Marie? I mean, like, the WAP. I mean, you.
The Cabbage Patch.
The Cabbage I mean, for those who don't know, Cherry Marie is a choreographer, and she's also a model. So, I mean, I guess the dance thing, we could talk about that. That's her thing, so we could probably talk about that for the rest of her life because that's what she's into. But besides the Cabbage Patch and, you know, the WAP, there was the Snake. It was the Charlie Brown.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what else? I mean, the electric slide. I mean,
yes.
What the hell? It was so many crazy games. So many crazy dancers out there, spinning on your head, break dancing. I mean, were you ever a break dancer?
Actually, no.
You know, I really tried. If you know the one that you're kind of sitting there looking like. One of those mimics that sit there and try to imitate what people are doing, but they're not saying
right,
anything.
Right, right.
That was like my favorite breakdance move because that was the only one that I could do because I would stand there with my hands like it's on a wall, like I'm really doing something. You know what I'm saying? In the robot, when your arm just drops.
Oh, yes. Robot is always great.
Exactly. So as far as like singers from back in the day, who were like your favorite singers, your favorite groups or artists or whatever that was out back then? Who did you enjoy besides Michael Jackson?
Oh, my God. Michael Jackson is everything. Michael Jackson is definitely number one. And I laugh at Neo and all these other cats that are trying to imitate him in these videos because I don't know what the hell they're doing. But there's so many great, oh, my God, like, back in the day is definitely my favorite. There's so many great artists, and who was my favorite? Who was your favorite, P?
Okay, well, I must honestly say, back in the days, I enjoyed, like, Anita Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Aretha Franklin. I mean, it was because I grew up in a household and with a bunch of aunts. Well, my aunt Donna, per se, she always played the oldies. So definitely I got hooked on Tina Turner. I got hooked on Marvin Gaye from an early age. So that's why I think today my music flow still hasn't really changed. Like, if you look at my playlist, everything is just the oldies because, you know, that's to me is music. Not to say there's not good things out there today, but nothing that I would really want to vibe to when I'm in a certain mood, you know? So as far as, like...
James Brown.
James Brown, right?
James Brown. Like, he did every dance you want to learn.
No, that's so true. And I think that's where Michael Jackson kind of got his moves from. It's just, like, artists over the course of the eras, they just kind of develop certain things from each other. Just like fashion, just like hairstyles, just like makeup, just like anything, personalities. Because even being around certain people at a certain time, you start picking up some of their characteristics. So I just think that over the course of time, everybody just evolved off of each other and just kind of formatted to complement their personalities.
Like everything that was back then is now coming back. you know?
Absolutely.
Some clothes, and just everyone wants to be, like, vintage and, like, wear different hairstyles and outfits that were back in the, you know, 80s, 90s, and it's just really crazy now. But...
No, it's true, but how do you feel about the changes as far as, like, fashion is concerned? Do you really, like the clothes that they have out? Because I honestly would dress, like, 1940s if I could, because or back when the Titanic was still floating, you know, stuff like that, because I love the style. It was so classy, so ladylike, so elegant, you know? It wasn't like they had their boobs pushed up with their little corsets, but it was like their legs were always covered, and they always had their little hats and their little fans and their little bags. I mean, it was just so classy to me. What do you think about it? What's your favorite era of dressing?
I mean, 1940s, definitely. I mean, but I actually like some of the things that are out now and some of it I don't like. I like when people can just do them and it's their actual style rather than it being like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to look, this is how I'm supposed to dress. Like, I like for everyone to just do their own thing, but it's definitely cool that we're able to look back and be like, okay, these are the things that were hot back then, and, you know, look up to that and, you know,
right,
just go for it and do it.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely feel you on that one, Sherry Marie, because, you know, if I had means to have someone design my clothes every day, straight up, I would be looking like I'm coming out of a Dick Tracy movie, because or for I Love Lucy or something like that, because I'm really kind of infatuated with the whole style, the whole era, and just the way women dress like ladies and women, you know,
right,
just kind of covered up. Because I guess, too, in a way, as you start to get older and you start to develop, some women, let me correct that, some women, they don't care how old they are, how many pounds they gain, they just put on anything. But I think that because I'm a thick girl, that I kind of go into that perspective of trying to cover more up than I did when I was younger, when I was a little bit slimmer, because I just feel like it's sexier. You know, you can have on something sexy, fitted, push up the boobs and the whole nine, and look stunning without showing so much. So I guess it's the old age kicking in. Plus, you know, my style has changed tremendously. But as far as, like, the shoes and accessories and all that stuff, what do you feel about that? I mean, you're a woman that, you know, for those who don't know Miss Cherry Marie, I mean, she does her thing as far as, like, accessories, makeup. There's nothing like this woman cannot do or put on that don't look amazing on her. So I admire, like, your accessories and the things that you put together. And it'd be something that's so simple, but yet it looks sexy and it's put together and it's ladylike. So that's why I think that I'm feeling you when it comes to your style. You know, you just have to take me accessory shopping with you at some point in life, you know, before I die.
I mean, I feel like with every woman, it's about just being confident in your body and what you like. You know, a lot of people try to do certain things that aren't for them, and I feel like it's really cool when you could just be like, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to wear, and I'm wearing it. And definitely, you bringing up, like, where you can wear and without showing so much. Like, I like that idea because you don't have to show everything and you can still be very sexy. You can still, you know, show a little bit and, you know, it's just showing more is, like, definitely not cool.
Definitely, definitely. So, Cherry, today on the show, we're going to basically be interviewing Ray G, and or a.k.a. Ray Geronimo, which he's a producer, a rapper, artist, a lyricist. I mean, whatever you want to put into that sentence to formulate creativity, that's what he is. We're also going to be interviewing his partner, Wise Wonder, which is also an engineer, producer. I mean, them two together is such a great duo together. I've heard a few of their songs and stuff like that, and they're just actually really awesome. We even had the opportunity to work with them at one point, and I look forward to future, you know, dates where we could all get together and work with each other on stuff, because they are actually very, very amazing. It's called Wonderland, and it's just something that people who are looking for people that are grounded, secure, I mean, creative, and basically just in tune with life, they're definitely the people that you want to contact to work on music with, because they're totally awesome. They're awesome. So we're going to be calling them in just a few and get them on the line, and we're going to ask them some questions, get all up in their business. We want to know if they have women. No, I'm just kidding. We just kidding. But we're going to ask them a few questions, and if it's anyone that want to call in and ask questions as well, For Ray Geronimo and Wise Wonder, the call number, again, is 818-495-6975. So feel free to give us a call if you have anything you want to ask them in addition to what Cherry Marie and I are going to ask them. But before we call them and we get them on for an interview, actually, Cherry, I'm going to play another song because this is Throwback Saturday, so I want to kind of keep people in that mode. And, you know, if there's anything that you guys want to talk about or something that you can remember from your childhood that you want to share on the show, again, give us a call and let us know. Share that with us. Share that with us. But in the meantime, and before we call Wise and Ray, let's hear another throwback.
Okay, that was Prince with the Beautiful Ones. Now, I know all you guys, young, old, just born, I'm just kidding, could relate to that. Could totally relate to Prince because Prince is just relatable. So what we're going to do now is we're going to call Wise and we're going to call Ray G and we're going to get them on the line and we do what we normally do, and that's basically get all into their business. So I'm going to call Wise first. And then I'm going to conference call Ray G in, and we're going to see what's going on with them. And, again, if anyone has any questions or anything they would like to, you know, put out there as far as, like, their throwbacks and stuff like that, me and Cherry Marie is waiting to hear from you. So here we go. We're calling Mr. Wise Wonder.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay,
84760.
Okay, let's try this again. So let's maybe start with Ray G. You know, because, we're going to call Wise back, but maybe he's actually doing something at the moment or maybe in a place where he's not getting a signal, but he totally knows that I will choke him if he... Okay, so let's see. Let's get Ray G on the phone. Ray Geronimo.
You reach 718-585-0906.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we can't come to the phone right now. We'll leave your name and a brief message,
now.
And we'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible.
No, we don't leave messages on the
intro. Record your message at the tone. After leaving your message, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Right. So, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to get rid of that. So definitely let's try one more time and get these guys on the phone, okay? I really don't know what's going on, but hopefully, you know, we can definitely reach someone. You know, and this is why I suggested that everyone that we interview on the phone, you know, when we give a time that we're going to call you, so definitely be available for that time frame because it kind of throws a wrench in my show. So now we have some dial-in for Wise.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Wise Wonder?
Yes, it is. May I ask you speaking?
Yes, this is Miss P from the Intune Show, and you're actually on the air with Cherry Marie. I'm going to pick up for, you know, Ray G, because I just tried to call him as well. So hold on a second.
All right.
Let's see. Ray G? Ray G?
This is still Wise on the line.
I know I have Wise on the line, but I'm trying to, I see Ray G's calling us back. Ray G. Okay, so Wise, just give
yes.
us a second, because I really don't know where the communication problem is coming in at, but let me just try to get him back on the phone. But how you doing, Wise, while I'm calling up Ray G? What's going on with you tonight?
I'm actually doing great. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be on the air with you ladies, you know. It's always a pleasure. It's a pleasure, you know, to be able to share energies with, you know, certain individuals who are on a certain path and trying to accomplish something great, you know?
Definitely. So let's get your partner on the phone because, you know, I just want it to be like a group thing. I'm going to leave no one out. Very important that we speak with this man. Is this Ray G?
This is his residence, yeah, but he's not here right now. Max is speaking.
Yes, this is actually the Intune Show, and we were actually giving him a call because he was going to be interviewed today on our radio show.
Well,
about his music, but
right. hold on a second. He's not too far away. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, Wise. So Wise, he's getting. Yeah, definitely. So, Mr. Wonder, you know, we definitely been... Hello, Ray G?
No, this is his brother. He's not here right now. I thought he was around.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, can we have your name so we could give you a shout out?
Oh, Woody Wells from NYC BX.
Okay, Willie Wells, we
appreciate you.
Woody Wells. Woody Wells. I'm sorry, Woody Wells. This is Miss P, and you're on the line with Cherry Marie, and this is
all
the Intune show. Okay, so just let Ray G that we know that we tried to contact him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Mr. Wonder, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Believe that.
Oh, okay. I love you, and, you know, I'm totally feeling your energy at all times and stuff like that. So, you know,
I guess it's just
all about you for the next, you know, couple of, you know, for the rest of the show, it's just going to be all about Wise Wonder. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Ray G on the line, but, you know, we love him, and then we'll just totally follow up with him on a later date when it's possible
for him to be available.
Okay,
I mean, wow! All of this light on me. I don't know how to act right now, man.
You know, I can definitely understand that. You know, but Wise, oh my God! Like I was just telling our listeners how awesome you are, how wonderful you are. I mean, you produce, you engineer, you write, you rap. I mean, it's just much going on with you. So much talent. And everyone who has heard your song played over the show has given me nothing but love and great feedback on.
Ah, wow,
you know,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, so
to hear, like.
Right.
I have a question. Where does the, you know, inspiration come from? Your passion and all your energy you put into your music. What do you, you know, get the inspiration from?
Well, I get that from basically just everyday situations that I witness, mostly bearing towards a lot of negativity that can be, you know, converted into positivity.
Okay.
And I pay attention to, I don't listen to, like, you know, everyday music, but I pay attention to a lot of everyday situations that go on. And, you know, music is in our lives every single day. And it's like I don't hear enough of, you know, people trying to put a message out there, you know, for people to, kind of gravitate to, so people can gravitate to it and actually make a difference that is needed in this world that we're living in today. So, so my passion and inspiration comes from things like that. And also, you know, a lot of people who are great, that are unknown, you know, but watching their mistakes, where they went wrong, and, you know, basically learning from their mistakes and putting it into my own movement, you know?
Absolutely. That's awesome. So, you know, again, like I was saying, you have so many good, great things. Let's just say great things that I've heard back from your music. I mean, For Better Loves You, C.R. Bundy, Young Rose, I mean, Miss P, and now Cherry Marie is also a fan, just to let you know, because she actually listened to some of your music today.
And actually viewed your video.
And you actually viewed your video on YouTube and stuff like that. And if you notice on the Intune page, I've been constantly, like, reposting it on the Intune page, so that way people can totally get the gist of what you're really about. I mean, I know you have so much stuff that you have under wraps right now that in the future will, you know, be unraveled, and everyone will get, like, the Wonderland.
It's going to rise to the surface.
For real.
It's going to rise to the surface. Wonderland
right,
is
exactly.
Doggone persistence.
Exactly. So, I mean, is there any new projects, anything that you got going on that you want to share with us?
Well, there's new projects going on every day, and one thing about us, like, we take our time with our craft. You know, we don't just be trying to hear a beat and put words to it and then just ship it out, you know. Like, there's songs that actually... Hold on 1 second. Please hold on, because maybe this is Ray G, all right?
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
Yeah, Cherry Marie. So, as you see, Wise Wonder is a very, 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 like, out there type of guy. But, I mean, his energy is totally, you know, what's needed. And as you see, the way he speaks is like, okay, if you're in a downer mood, he has so much energy that it'll just, like, totally pick you right up.
No, I definitely feel that
coming from him. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, hello?
I'm sorry,
y'all, for the whole, but look, before I get into answering the question that you asked, you may want to hit Ray G's line back up, you know, he's back
okay,
in the
building. That's not a problem. So hold on for a second. Right. Let me see who else I have on the line. Cole, you on the line with Miss P? Hello? Okay, give us a call back. Let me hit up Ray G and see what's going on with him. Okay, let's see. Callie, you on the air with Miss P?
Hi, can you hear me?
Is this Lady Cario?
It is. I'm calling. How are you guys?
Hey, we were just
we're
about
doing
to
great.
Call
we're
Ray
doing
G.
Great.
Hey,
yeah,
guys,
we were just
a PS154 friend.
Wow, you took it back to the early 90s. Wow, that was a very long time ago.
Class, Mrs. Santos class.
Oh, I had a crush on Miss Santos, I swear.
Santos class. Okay, while you guys are catching up, I'm going to go ahead and call Ray G because, unfortunately, because Lady Cario wasn't going to be on the show today, I actually didn't book the show for 2 hours like I normally do. So I'm going to call him up now because time is like a ticking, and I hate to be in a rush mode, but, yeah, you know, I didn't schedule the show for a later time due to that reason. But
okay,
she's
no
on
problem.
The show now, and for everybody who missed her, you know, yay, Lady C's on the line. So
are you, Miss P, 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 how are you?
Lady C.
Boz, Wonder, what's up? I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah, you better not just be saying that, girl, because, you know, I'll find you and I'll write on you with a permanent marker.
It sounds like a lot is going on, man. What's going on over here, man? It sounds like a party.
Is this Ray G?
Of course.
Hey, everybody.
And then we have Cherry Marie still on the line?
I'm still on the line, guys. I'm still here.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hey!
yeah.
You know what y'all sound like just now? Y'all sound like Charlie's Angels just now. I'm going to call y'all Ray Ray's Angels.
Ray G's Angels?
Well,
because you see that in unison, Cherry Marie, Lady Cario, and Miss P, we was like, hey, Ray, hey, wife. You know, and we even had to stand.
I need y'all to actually do that for us.
No, totally, because we even had the guns. Can we have guns too?
Yeah, I got the Dillinger waiting for you right now.
I totally have the loaded gun. I want the Farrah Fawcett do.
Yo,
okay?
Hold on. I'm live right now? Like
you're
the world
live,
can hear me?
Baby, you're live.
Huh?
You're live like the NBA right now.
Oh, what's good, world? This is Ray G, baby, representing that Wonderland gang. Ow.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah, so definitely. So Ray G, I mean, because like I said, Lady Cario was kind of detained a little bit, so I didn't set the show for 2 hours like we normally do.
Yeah.
So, you know, our time is kind of limited right now. We've been trying to reach out to you. So I just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we were talking to Mr. Wise Wonder for a little bit. And
Yes.
Cherry Marie and Lady Cario, is, you know, after you finish telling us a little bit about you, we're going to all three throw some questions at you. So shoot.
All right, that's cool.
Shoot.
Well, I'm a young writer, you know, coming up with my guy, Wise Wonder. You know, we're coming up together. We got an indie label, you know, we got the indie production company coming out, and we on the rise. Actually, I'm looking to work hard body right now, you know, we willing to work with anybody at this point, you know what I'm saying, and
Not just anybody, sorry to cut you off, correction,
yo.
anybody who shares similar or better passion, you know, for what we do, you know what I'm saying, serious business
right.
Owned.
Yeah. Anybody that's serious about their craft right now, you know, we willing to work with. So, you know, right now we just on the come up. We on the grind. So, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, well, Ray G, being your age, I'm not going to put it out there. You know, I just was totally, I loved your bio, by the way. Can I just say that?
Thank you. Thank you.
I enjoyed reading it so much that I read it again. And, you know, it was awesome. And so was yours, Wise. And like I was telling Wise earlier that, you know, your songs, you know, people have been really giving us a lot of positive feedback on your, you guys' songs.
Right.
You,
which song
you know,
talking about? I want to know. I want to know what song you talking about.
Can't Let Go is one of them. That's really awesome. You know, Torn also is another one. I didn't get to play Connie for Weakness yet, and I just want to put it out there just so everybody can know why I couldn't play Ray G and Wise Wonder song tonight, because Mr. Wise Wonder sent me the song late. So
I was on him about that since I got the email, so that's not my fault, man. Listen.
You know, it's all good, but you know what? We're in the Intune show is never going to die. So as long as, you know, we have two legs and, you know, our heart is pumping, we're always going to represent Ray Geronimo and Wise Wonder. That's always going to be the case.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. And I just want to throw something in there. The longer the wait and the anticipation, the better the impact, you know. So it's not even
exactly
a bad thing that you didn't even get to play the song. That's more anticipation and suspense for the listeners and the people who are appreciating our sound. I appreciate them. I appreciate you. Because without people like you, you know, there's no motivation.
For sure, for sure. And
absolutely.
For the people,
Thank you.
I want to put it out there, too, like for the people that since y'all didn't get the response you thought you was going to get, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like that. You know why? Because it came straight from the heart. And a lot of people's not genuine from the heart, so they can't listen to stuff like that and really feel it. You understand? I mean,
it takes
a certain type of person to really sit down and listen to that type of song and really get into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
Why?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Wise, I'm really interested in the whole Wise Wonder, because I know Wise is a bag of chips. Wise.
Hey, you forgot to say all that in the bag of chips.
Just can't have one, right?
I like that. That was a good one, Wise. That was a good one. I'm totally feeling you. Just threw that back at Lady Carrie. Go like that. She got a bag of chips. I'm mad at you. I'm going to kill you, Lady Carrie.
I mean, you may proceed, lady.
Yeah. Another topic. I feel so much energy on this phone. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's not just a
so
love,
finish,
that's why.
So
much
finish
love.
Up with the bag of chips theory. Finish up with the bag of chips theory you're talking about. Let's go.
Are you trying to say, like, you know, you putting out music that just keeps you wanting more and more, like a bag of chips, Wise Wonder has you wondering more and wanting more?
Oh, my God. You on a correct path. You actually said something in your sentence just now that I would express whenever someone asks me, why did I choose the name Wise Wonder? I am wise, and my ways make them wonder. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I went with the name Wise Wonder, but you said something interesting. It's like you eat a bag of chips, especially if they're salty, you know, it's going to make you want more, or you're going to need some water to dilute that, you know what I'm saying, because it's, you know, too much. So it's like I could use that analogy because I would agree, like, I don't toot my own horn or anything, but just like Ray G was saying, our music is from the heart. It's pure, So like, basically, anybody that's in tune with that part of life, even some people that are not, there are some people out there that are willing and they're, like, open-minded to just new perceptions of life, you know what I'm saying? So, but for the people who are already in tune with that, you know, it's like when they receive it, you know, they can't get enough, you understand? So that's why, like, you know, when you said that, it made sense to me. It's like, okay, I can use that from now on. I'm going to run with that. So I hope you don't got a trademark or copyright on it. You know what I'm saying?
No. So, Ray G, when you came up with the concept for your song, Can't Let Go, I mean, looking at the video, you know, I heard the song prior to the video, and, you know, just looking at the video, it was just like your passion, the way you flow. And then also, I just want to put out there that I was looking at you sitting down at one angle, and I kind of was like, wow, he's sexy right there. But, you know, that's just between me and you. No one else hears that on this line right now, you know. You know, no one understands that I'm speaking in Russian.
I understand all that. I speak that too. Holla.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. Okay, to a certain degree. I just hope you got what I was trying to say. So I was actually, you know, because like I said, it's on my iPod, and I keep reposting it on the Intune page, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Lady Cario, I'm sorry, and you know, me, Cherry Marie, and it's a few others that I know have became instant fans of you guys. So we were totally hyped. Insight to have you guys on tonight.
Ow.
You know, because your energy is just crazy. What you guys are doing in the music industry is like crazy. And I mean, I'm just looking forward to the next thing I can put on my iPod. So hurry up.
Oh. listen. We
both
steady
of you,
at
Ray
work.
And on Watts.
Huh?
Ray and Watts.
What up?
What do you guys think about the Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim issue?
Yo,
honestly,
go ahead, Ray. Listen. honestly, you know what I mean? I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we here.
She's super duper sexy. I think she's mad current. I think she's relevant. And I think, honestly, she derives from Lil Kim, so how can Lil Kim really look at her and come at her sideways? Like, I'm sorry, I don't respect it. You know what I mean? For the sport of hip hop, I thought Lil Kim should have been more supportive as opposed to her really trying to go at her neck. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as Lil Kim, yeah, I think she's a dud. I don't care about all that. If somebody give you respect on the air, go ahead, take that respect for what it is, man. Don't try to turn it into something else. Like, to me, it was corny, and I thought Lil Kim could have handled that a lot better with more class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's my opinion on it.
Mine's is simple, but I'm glad you pointed that out. You know, that's always cool to hear, you know what I'm saying? But, in my opinion, it's in relation to what Ray G was saying. You know, Lil Kim, she had her time, and a lot of people who are like old hip hop artists or whatever, even just artists period, when they feel that their relevance is like fading away, they look for the next thing, like, you know, the next thing to hop on to kind of make their existence known. But just like Ray G said, it could have been handled a little better. She could have did a song with her or something, you know what I'm saying? Versus making a song, you know, coming at her and stuff like that. It's just like a lot of people who, you know, started to run out of money and shit like that. Sorry if I curse, but a lot of people that run out of money, they start doing these reality shows, you know what I'm saying, so they could get a little 10,000 in their account. You know what I'm saying? And start paying their bills that they backed up on from living outside of their means, you know? So it goes a real, real, real long way. We don't got time to touch on everything, though.
Exactly, because this is Throwback Saturday. So basically, before you guys get off the show tonight, I just basically wanted to touch the basis on what's your memorable throwback as far as, like, music, game, song, I mean, clothing. I mean, fill me in. Tell me what it was. Because I remember Lottos. Remember those sneakers?
Hell yeah, come
what
on.
Sneakers?
Yo, how far are we throwing back, though?
I mean, you could go back.
As far back as you could remember. As far back as you could remember.
Back to 1920. It's okay with me.
Oh,
I remember when people was wearing mountain gear boots like they was Gore-Tex.
What the heck? What the heck? I was so weirdo today.
That's a good
I mean, you know.
They just lost their spunk, you know what I'm saying?
But I just remember when it was very, I mean, it's still okay. If you're true to yourself, you can wear what you want to wear. But there was a point where that was the thing, and then it just faded away. But, you know, just those times, you know, they were cool because, you know, people didn't really judge you, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. I remember Sacconis. I remember
Yeah, yes.
Remember the Parasuco jeans? Remember the Parasuco jeans with the line in it? With the line on the side, kid.
$99.99 balances.
Huh? Hold up, hold up. Do you, y'all remember the first down coats?
Yes, the triple fat goose.
You ain't ready for the triple
the
fat goose. Yeah.
What about those paper pants? Remember those paper pants that was like see through and everybody wore their boxes under them and you could see them?
The windbreakers?
Oh, the windbreakers. Yes, the windbreakers.
You see the windbreakers. Yeah. Jimmy, what about you? You remember those?
I do.
y'all don't remember the black and red lumberjacks, though. Y'all don't remember none of
What you mean I remember those lumberjacks?
Oh.
I'm about 50 years old.
Okay.
Wait, hold up. Remember Brogers?
Do y'all remember?
Brogers on their shirts? No.
Do y'all remember the vests that came out with the hat to match? Do y'all remember the vests that came out with the hat to match?
Hold on, everybody,
I gotta get me a vest and a hat to match.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, but the ones that look like
tablecloths.
The ones that you can have a picnic on. Those?
Wait, guys, how about this one?
Everybody's done.
Hey, we listening?
Nah, I just got
Miss Marie and Wise Wonder and Geronimo. I don't know if you guys remember, but remember the uniforms that we had to wear to school?
I never wore that shit.
You know your mama made you wear it so she could save money, okay? Because my mama did.
My mama didn't make me.
And I went to my neighbor's house and switched up gears and went to school regular.
I got a horse to wear my uniform, and I was happy, okay?
You was happy. You feel like a Girl Scout lady, Cario.
You know damn well you wasn't happy about wearing no uniform.
You know what? I used to wake up really early, and it was like, just get dressed and go. That was it. Everybody had the same shit. Nobody could snap on nobody. We had the same shit.
Nah, man.
You
got
a point.
They put me in penny loafers, man. I wasn't happy about that, man.
Penny
and
loafers
a bow tie.
With the pennies in them. With the pennies.
With the bow tie.
But
Cherry
said, what about the haircut? Cherry said, what about the
remember
hair?
The half moon? Remember the half moon?
The half moon, baby. You can't beat the half moon. Hey.
The doodle braids.
Yeah. I can send y'all a picture right now, man.
Wait, guys, listen. Oh, you remember the Reeboks that the chicken heads would wear them extra small because they thought they were.
Yo.
What you talking about?
54-11?
54-11, size 7 and girls?
Yeah,
54-11s and all that. Really small because they wanted their feet to be like size 2 and their toes were like crunched out and you would see it.
And now you see the effect of that because they toes probably look crazy right now that they 30.
You know what they are now? Like tarantulas.
Lady
Cario.
Okay?
Lady Cario.
Yes, Miss P.
You know they freaking toes is looking like talons, like eagles. They could perch on a branch right now.
Exactly.
They could perch on a branch.
That's sick. A sick branch. That's ready to
they
pull
have
off
an eagle's
tree.
Nest.
They told you looking like dog poles.
Up in a high branch.
An eagle's nest? You are silly, Miss P.
Hey, yo, I don't know why I told y'all.
Braids. It looks like scratch out braids, their feet. You know when the braids are time to give up?
Yeah.
That's what they told
Hey, yo, Ray G want to say something, y'all.
I don't know why I told y'all that I was under the weather or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm going through it right now, y'all. I'm not even going to lie, like.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Sorry.
All right, Ray G, we can follow up with you on another, you know, show because,
yeah,
you know,
please,
it didn't start off the way I anticipated it.
Yeah, please do it. And plus, listen. We got way more music that we done worked on, and it is getting worked out right now. So, listen, by the next time y'all follow up with me, that should have at least 3 or 4 songs from us. So, you already know. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Brand new joints.
Definitely. You feel better, and we have nothing but love for you.
What you say?
Ray, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Listen, boo, it don't matter if you have one song. As long as you feel that song is perfected enough,
give it to us. You don't have to do five songs. One song.
But you know, we're already working on these joints. They already getting worked on.
I'm just saying. Rush your craft. You know, you sit there and do what you do.
We perfect it. We don't rush it. We perfect it.
That's right. And we have nothing but love for you here.
All right. So, I appreciate the love times 10 for sure.
Definitely do.
For real, because, you know, it takes a lot to, you know, extend that hand and all that, man. And a lot of people ain't doing that these days, especially from New York. So you already know. Right.
New York,
we appreciate
New York.
The times 10. And
thank you. You feel better, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope I do, too, because tonight I'm supposed to be getting into some things and all. I don't even know.
You need a
good nap and a good shower.
Nap and we'll follow up with you real soon, Ray G. Thank you so much for being on the Intune Show and sharing your craft with us.
Y'all have
we
a good
salute
night
you, Ray G. We salute you, baby.
Oh, I salute y'all, man. Listen, we one hand wash the other, both wash the face, yo.
Both wash the face. There you go.
All right, y'all. Y'all
and wipe your booty.
I didn't even hear you. What you said?
I said, and wipe the booty.
Yeah.
Right, y'all. Y'all
tell me about that. Ray G's favorite color is brown.
I'ma holler at you in a little bit, man. Love is love. You heard?
You already right, know,
love
man.
Is love.
All right, y'all.
Okay, bye. We have a caller on the air, so I'm gonna take the call. Caller, you on the air with Miss T, Ladies Cario, Cherry Marie, and Wine Wonder.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Wise?
I'm listening. Who's this?
That's just me. I'm just playing.
Yo, I got a big dick going in.
Jesus!
Are you a big dick?
Wow. Yo,
go kill yourself. You're a faggot.
Yeah,
go kill yourself.
Okay. We're not entertaining that right there.
That was scary. Like, was that Suge Knight on drugs right now?
Hey, yo, why y'all still on my line, man?
Hey, that was the first, right?
Yo, why y'all still on my line, yo? Hello?
Lady
Cario.
Yeah,
have we ever had that happen on our show?
Never. And you know what? That must be somebody that's been listening. And just felt like saying that because that's some creepy shit, okay? I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for you, God. I'm going to pray for you.
Hello?
That wasn't even right. I'm here.
I don't understand that whole, that philosophy of all that just happened. But, you know, it's all good.
Yo, that's creepy, Miss P. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good, because the show is about to be done in 6 minutes. So, hey, Lady C, to the world, everybody's been asking about you. So,
I love everybody. I just, you know, had a lot of things I had to handle. But, Miss P, I love you, love you. Cherry Marie, I love you, love you, love you. And I just had to call in. And you know, Wise Wonder, I heard he was on. I had to give a shout-out to Wise Wonder. And just talk to everybody. You know, that's what that was about.
And that's what we happy and we thrilled because, you know, it's just a good feeling, like I said. And I don't know if you heard the last show with me and Mr. Cannon on it, but I definitely put out there that the show is not the same when you're not on the show. But I do understand that things happen that prevent, you know, us from doing certain things that we want to do in life sometimes. Because it may be a time that you have to do the show by yourself, you know, because Miss P is probably, you know, doing something or something's going on in my life. So totally is understandable. But the show is not the same when you're not on the show. And definitely a lot of people were calling in looking for you last week when you're not around. They're like, hey, where's Lady C?
Miss
no one told me what happened to Lady C. So, you know,
Miss
this
P,
is the thing that Cherry,
I'm still kind of shook up about that last call because I don't know why somebody would hate us that much to say something like that for any of our guests.
You know what? It's not that
us.
They hate us. You know what? They don't hate us. You know what it is? They need Jesus.
I'm going to pray for them. I'm really going to pray
like
for
you
them
said.
We don't do nothing about violence. We don't condone violence. We're just trying to
give people, you know, insight on who's out there. We just trying to give the man out there that don't have the voice a voice. And for somebody to preach hate and try to call and say that, I'm going to pray for them, because we just want to have fun and do this. We don't get paid for this. We don't, nobody sponsors us. We're just out there putting out who does music, who loves to do what they do, and we're just trying to, you know, have people network. And for someone to preach hate, I really do pray for them, because that actually shook me up, because someone to really hate us that much and don't know us, it's a shame. And I just can't believe somebody would call and say that.
We're not even going to dwell on that, because they don't even matter right
we
now.
We love you,
we're doing a thing.
Miss P., I love you. You know I love you. I love you, love you, love
you. I love you, too.
And Cherry Marie, I love you, too, girl. Thank you for, you know, for subbing in, or not even subbing in. If you, you know, come on, you know, you come on. But I'm just grateful to have people around that are, you know, good people. And I just hope that, you know, people like that stay away from our circle, because we don't need that kind of negativity around us. We really don't.
You better talk about it, sister. Did you start a church while you was away in your absence? Because I'm like,
no.
Hallelujah. Way to carry yo.
Miss P, it's scary, because this is the kind of shit that happens when you don't have money. So just imagine when you do get in there and you do have money, you're going to have a lot of people like this. And it's scary for someone to listen to us and call us on some hateful stuff. I'm like really shocked,
exactly.
Because we don't preach that, and it's scary, because it's like they don't know us, but they're saying they're going to kill. Like, who does that? That's some really scary
stuff.
You
know what it is? I think that, you know, no one has ever done that to us before on the show, and our show is about to wrap down in 2 minutes, but just briefly, no one has ever done that, and I apologize to all our listeners, but we don't have control of what people are going to say to a certain degree. However, I try to hang up as quickly as possible. People are probably not really so much hating us. They probably disliked who was on the show, because we never had no one do that with any other guest that we had on the show before. And I'm not trying to say that people hate Wise Wonder and Ray G, but there's a lot of haters out there when you are significant to what you do in life. So even if it was against us, if it was against whoever was on the show tonight, we're not going to let that, you know, take away from who we are, because we're going to continue to do what we do every single time the Intune show is on. And it's only going to get better from here.
Exactly.
So, Lady C, I'm so happy that you took, you know, the time out to give a call in, because now all your listeners are just probably jumping up and down in their chair. And I really want to give a shout out to Cherry Marie for filling in and being here for us.
Hi, everybody.
Why do you sound like that, Miss Marie?
This hour went by so quick, I can't believe it.
Yeah, so that's our little signal letting us know that the show is coming to an end. But we'll definitely be back on the air next week with the BR Time Bomb, Jerry Thornton, and the CEO himself is actually going to come on and talk to us for a few minutes about his upcoming project. He does videos for music artists and stuff of that nature. So, Lady C, I love you. Cherry Marie, I love you. Thanks for being my sisters, guys.
Love you guys.
And it's been an interesting show.
Oh, she got disconnected. But anyway, Cherry Marie, thank you so much. Shout out to you again. Shout out to Ray G, Wise Wonder, Wonderland, and and to us, of course, because, you know, whoever that was calling in hating on the Intune show, we would never, ever, ever stop showing love. We would never stop giving to people around us and supporting those that don't even want to support themselves. So whoever you were that wanted to call in to be so negative, jump on the bandwagon and start trying to show some love to people around you, because life is short and you don't want to die miserable. Until next week, guys, stay in tune for better. We'll be back on Saturday at 6. You don't want to miss it. Have a good night, all.